Madam Speaker, I have a few questions for my colleagues. What if our foreign policy of the past century is deeply flawed and has not served our national security interests? What if we wake up one day and realize that the terrorist threat is a predictable consequence of our meddling in the affairs of others and has nothing to do with us being free and prosperous? What if propping up repressive regimes in the Middle East endangers both the United States and Israel? What if occupying countries like Iraq and Afghanistan and bombing Pakistan is directly related to the hatred directed toward us? What if someday it dawns on us that losing over 5,000 American military personnel in the Middle East since 9/11 is not a fair trade-off for the loss of nearly 3,000 American citizens, no matter how many Iraqi, Pakistani, and Afghan people are killed or displaced? What if we finally decide that torture, even if called enhanced interrogation technique, is self-destructive and produces no useful information, and that contracting it out to a third world nation is just as evil? What if it is finally realized that war and military spending is always destructive to the economy? What if all wartime spending is paid for through the deceitful and evil process of inflating and borrowing? What if we finally see that wartime conditions always undermine personal liberty? What if conservatives who preach small government wake up and realize that our interventionist foreign policy provides the greatest incentive to expand the government? What if conservatives understood once again that their only logical position is to reject military intervention and managing an empire throughout the world? What if the American people woke up and understood that the official reasons for going to war are almost always based on lies and promoted by war propaganda in order to serve special interests? What if we as a nation came to realize that the quest for empire eventually destroys all great nations? What if Obama has no intention of leaving Iraq? What if a military draft is being planned for the wars that will spread if our foreign policy is not changed? What if the American people learn the truth, that our foreign policy has nothing to do with national security, that it never changes from one administration to the next? What if war and preparation for war is a racket serving the special interests? What if President Obama is completely wrong about Afghanistan and turns out worse than Iraq and Vietnam put together? What if Christianity actually teaches peace and not preventive wars of aggression? What if diplomacy is found to be superior to bombs and bribes in protecting America? What happens if my concerns are completely unfounded? Nothing. But what happens if my concerns are justified and ignored? Nothing good. And I yield back the balance of my time.
Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Tom Lacovara-Stewart, joined by Lori Anderson. And into the broadcast, we'll be joined by Eric the Freedom Screamer. We have a lot of content to cover tonight. You know, probably too much than we can get to. Folks, I'm going to ask you, let you know about resurrecttherepublic.chattango.com. Susie and CFR, we see you in there, and Susie, she broke my heart. I have some news. I talked to John earlier today, and it looks like we're going to be moving our time slot to the one vacated by Mike Herzog. And my best wishes to Mike. He was instrumental in helping me transition from one place to another in my first step here in Oregon. I hope that I do the time slot justice. It works out a little bit better in some ways, and it's going to be a little bit difficult in other ways to make the switch, but we're going to try and do the best that we can. We want you to know that we're going to be dedicated to bringing you a good, strong show regardless. Those of you that listen at night, I've heard back from a few of you that You know, I'm saddened to hear that you only really have an opportunity to listen live at night. I know the archives are out there. I know that doesn't really meet with everyone's satisfaction all the time. From what I've seen, they like to listen live, and that's cool. I really appreciate that, and we're sorry to throw your schedule for a loop there. We hope that you do join us in the new time slot during the day, and keep in mind, you know, you can subscribe to our podcast. You can go to RBN Archives. You can get feeds from there. We're also on iTunes and iHeartRadio. We do have a backup channel, minus all of the subscribers and millions of views that we had on YouTube. But we do have a backup channel on YouTube titled RTR Truth Media Reloaded that we just put out there. We're going to be on Steemit, and we are on Steemit and DTube. We're going to start operating on those platforms as well, and all of the addresses at RTR Truth Media, at RTR Truth Media. So BitChute as well, BitChute.com, BitChute.com, the RTR Truth Media channel. So we're trying to diversify on platforms. We may not get, you know, the mass wave of views and subscribers that we had built up on Google, but I learned a valuable lesson with Google. I was always, you know, being worried about what I could say and what I could do and what could take a strike. And you know what? The one thing about Steemit and DTube and these other platforms is I just don't give a damn. I will say whatever needs to be said. I will not have my speech silenced or chilled by the threat of a possible loss of a channel. It's just not going to happen anymore. I'm done with that. So anyway, we will be moving to the new time slot for those of you that just popped in. We're at resurrecttherepublic.chattango.com. And, you know, for those of you that can't catch my show during the day, you know, still stay in touch with me at rtrtruthmedia@gmail.com. So anyway, Lori, I think that you had some things prepared for the beginning. You want to take it away?
I do. And I want to wish Mike Hartsog the best. I really do. He really pulled through while you were on the inside, and I really hate to hear that he is, even though we're going into that slot, I really hate to hear that he's not going to be there. So I wish him the best, absolute best. So yes, absolutely. Tom, of course, you know, I like to cover what nobody else covers. So I want to let everyone know, please listen up, especially if you are in the state of Wisconsin. This will possibly affect you, and maybe not. Many of you are already aware that over the years there have been a lot of what is called a grid X drills, and nothing bad has happened through those grid X drills. So I want to make this clear. I'm not trying to fearmonger. I am making you aware of an upcoming drill, so that just in case you already know what is going on. So this drill or this exercise is called Dark Sky. This was put out by the Wisconsin Department of Military Affairs, and what I am going to be quoting to you is put out on April 23rd, 2018, and it was written by Captain Joe Tirano of the Wisconsin National Guard. So I'm going to quote to you exactly what they wrote about this drill. It's extremely important for you to understand that it's going to be there. That way, there are no surprises just in case there is a power outage, because this is a power outage drill. So in Madison, Wisconsin, a full-scale training exercise simulating a long-term massive power outage in Wisconsin kicks off May the 15th. At sites around the state. Known as Dark Sky, the exercise runs May 15th through the 17th in Brown, Calmet, Dane, Fond du Lac, Milwaukee, Outagamie, and Winnebago counties, and will test the abilities of private utilities, law enforcement, first responders, and National Guard to respond to the scenario, as well as its second and third order effects. The public should not be concerned. Now, you're going to love this, Tom. The public should not be concerned if they notice an increased emergency responder presence, military personnel, vehicles and equipment, or non-military unmanned aerial vehicles, drones, operating in their communities during the exercise. The exercise includes an Alliant Energy facility in Fond du Lac County, which will serve as one of the National Guard training sites. The goal of the exercise is to increase understanding of the coordination policies and procedures required to conduct a joint interagency response to cyber and physical threats to critical infrastructure in Wisconsin. Quote, Dark Sky provides an incredible opportunity for our first responders, the National Guard, emergency management officials, and our private utilities industry partners to exercise our processes now so we are better prepared for threats to our power grid, unquote, Major General Don Dunbar said. Wisconsin's Adjutant General said, quote, Our emergency management community must be prepared to deal with the Madrid scenarios and challenges posed by long-term mass power outage, and by training together, we continue building meaningful relationships that leave us better positioned to respond to a real-world situation, unquote. More than 1,000 participants from the State Emergency Operations Center, the Business Emergency Operations Center, and the Wisconsin National Guard, County Emergency Operations Centers, Municipal Command Posts, the American Red Cross, and federal agencies will participate in the exercise. The Dark Sky scenario includes a variety of incidents that require local, county, and state-level response operations designed to exercise each participating unit and agency. The Wisconsin National Guard will exercise its joint staff and the National Guard Reaction Force in support of private utilities partners, non-governmental organizations, and local, county, state, and federal agencies for infrastructure security. As part of the exercise, Wisconsin National Guard soldiers will conduct door-to-door health and welfare checks in Omero, Wisconsin. The exercise,
test. That worked out real well for that little old lady that had the unloaded gun in her hand in New Orleans, right?
In Katrina, right?
Yeah.
The exercise will also test the abilities of public and private sector partners to work directly with local citizens impacted by critical infrastructure failures and to coordinate critical fuel distribution, cyber response, intelligence sharing, and mass care shelters, as well as procedures for opening and operating the state's Business Emergency Operations Center. The exercise represents the final phase in a series of related exercises that culminate in Dark Sky. In November of 2017, the Wisconsin Department of Military Affairs and private utility partners conducted GridX in Columbia and Dane counties. GridX also simulated a cyber and physical threat to the power grid, resulting in a Wisconsin National Guard response. In February, the annual statewide Inoperable Mobile Communications, or SIMCOM, exercise simulated a national winter ice emergency that affected 600,000 people and disconnected power to about 50,000 people. The relationships developed between the Wisconsin Department of Military Affairs and private utilities in Wisconsin during the previous exercises have further honed public-private response capabilities and laid the groundwork for continued success in the Dark Sky exercise. Now, I want to be clear before I even go further with this, because I have a little bit more to go on a different link that is still from the Wisconsin Department of Military Affairs about the door knocking. It is imperative that, yes, non-government organizations, local citizens, and churches and stuff like that have the ability, if something goes down, that they have the ability to respond in the manner in which they do. If they were just doing that on a statewide level, I don't think I would have such an issue with it, Tom. However, when you're bringing in federal agencies, I have a bit of an issue with that, because sometimes, not every time, but sometimes it turns into false flag events. And this is one of the reasons I'm making everyone aware of this drill. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm not trying to fear monger. I want to make people aware this drill is going to happen. And one of the things that really got me when I was reading this, of course, you know, they said, quote, "The public should not be concerned if they notice an increased emergency responder presence, military personnel, vehicles and equipment, non-military unmanned aerial vehicles, drones operating in their communities." In other words,
we have now become normalized.
Right. Can we talk desensitization? Even if nothing, if the grid does not go down, which it probably won't go down, but if it does, right? They are desensitizing people that this is normal, and it is not. It is good and great to train and to make sure that everybody can be taken care of. However, when you start pulling federal agencies in that have no business being there in the first place, because it's the state and local communities that really need to pull in to help the people, you know.
Yeah, they've only had 40, 50 years to prepare. Sorry.
Well, you know, when you're intentionally putting the power grid on a network that is Wi-Fi that can be taken down with an EMP, you might have a little bit of a...
It even goes deeper than that, Lori.
The power process grid. Problem. You know, it's kind of common sense, but of course it goes much further
that's just,
than that.
That's
I
just
understand.
Wi-Fi communications. Yeah, the electricity in and of itself isn't protected very well. That's a whole other story for another,
right,
another
exactly.
night. But yeah.
Right, because they put it online. Like ding dongs. Anyway, yeah. so the Wisconsin Department of Military Affairs also in relation to this have an article. It's called "National Guard to Canvas Amaro as Part of the Dark Sky Exercise." So I want everyone around there to be aware of what is going on. Now, it says Madison, Wisconsin, approximately 110 Wisconsin Army National Guard soldiers will partner with local emergency management, fire and police from the city of Amaro, Winnebago County, and American Red Cross to go door-to-door in Amaro, Wisconsin, on May 16th as part of the full-scale training exercise known as Dark Sky.
Yeah, and if you guys want the links to some of this news that's being dropped right now, it's being dropped right now in the Chatango, resurrectorepublic.chatango.com chat room. So
right, and it will also be
over.
Under the show for everybody as well.
Yep.
So it also states local residents can expect to see soldiers canvassing neighborhoods, knocking on doors, speaking with residents, and passing out emergency preparedness information as part of the exercise during the afternoon hours of May the 16th.
Federal?
I think they're referencing Wisconsin Army National Guard right now. And then, of course, along with the American Red Cross. Oh, yeah, that would be the same American Red Cross that had to have help. What was that? Sandy? Wasn't it Sandy that the Anons helped the American Red Cross and FEMA
because they came
unprepared? Yeah, okay. I regress. So residents may participate in a voluntary survey about smoke detectors. What does that have to do with the power grid going down? I'm just asking.
Right.
The American Red Cross will dispatch volunteers to help resolve smoke detector issues. What?
You gotta get into your house.
Right. Residents who are not
You're
home.
You're not coming in my house. That's
right.
Just no. Thank you, no.
Right. Okay, so here we go. Residents who are not home during the canvassing period will still receive an emergency preparedness information at their doors and may still choose to participate in the survey by calling 211. There is no threat to the public, and the local residents should not be alarmed or concerned if they see an increased law enforcement or military presence in Amaro May 16th.
Oui, Gavelle.
Right, so of course they say that the purpose of the exercise is to aid in the readiness and safety should a major crisis arise in the city, but we're going to ask you about your smoke detectors.
We got to take a break, folks. We'll be right back. Resurrectory Public Truth Radio broadcast on RBN.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Welcome back, Resurrectory Public Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. I do believe we have a caller on the line already. Well, why don't we take this short break to take our caller? Who's on, Bill?
Sounds good.
Yeah, good evening, Lori and Tom. Another good show.
Good evening, thank you.
I just want to point out, Lori, that town is pronounced Omro.
Omro.
Omro. Okay.
Thank you.
Omro. But, yeah, I was aware of this, heard about it. And again, I actually serve on the emergency management committee in the county in which I live.
Okay.
And, you know,
good
they
for you.
Purchased a drone. I voted against it.
Mm-hmm.
Town chairman. I said people in my town have said that if they see a drone overhead, they're going to shoot it down.
Are they going to get that drone hunting license? Good for them.
Yeah.
She said, well, are they going to get a drone hunting license?
No. Yeah. All right. So anyway,
so question, Bill, real quick.
I have the same concerns that you do. Mm-hmm. You know, right now it looks, you know, like it's something that statewide in preparation. But like you say, they could involve it, you know, into something more. Now, this general area is a highly populated area. I can't imagine, you know, if they take the grid down, just how bad that's going to affect everything. So, you know, this is a major concern that we've had on the farm in which we live. Well, what's going to happen if we're 20 below outside and they decide to pull the plug on the electrical grid? While we've taken some steps, you know, and we try to get ready for all of these contingencies, you know, they're probably not all foolproof. So we do what we can. But, yeah, this is, you know, all of these drills are a dangerous precedent, and I agree with you, desensitize the people, have them used to, you know, all of the military uniforms. I sure wouldn't want that in my local town, you know, knocks on the door, and we want to make sure that, you know, you have a smoke alarm or whatever.
So, right, and I've got a question for you, Bill, okay? Because here's my thought pattern on this. Remember the flooding in Texas?
Sure.
There were civilians out rescuing people who were trapped and could have drowned.
Right.
They were stopped by individuals from the federal agencies from going in and rescuing people. That's my issue. I believe in training and protecting your communities full force. I do. But when you are pulling in these non-government organizations that are connected with the federal government and then the federal government themselves who... Every time you turn around and the federal agencies are involved, people are stopped from helping individuals that really need help. That is my concern with this. What do you think? Are you on the same thought process as I am?
Oh, absolutely. You know what, you know, the deep state wants for our country. They want misery. They want loss of life. They want eventually absolute control over all of our lives. So, you know, this is standard, okay, in these operations. You look the way Katrina played out. You know, and the fact, you know, that they can now control the weather. Like I
said, a
couple weekends ago, we had 20 inches of snow. Nobody up in this area, old farmers, and believe it or not, there's some older than I am, but, you know, they've said, I don't ever remember this. Now, what impact is this going to have on planting, on getting crops available, decrease in yields, you know, and I know most of what they plant is not good, but there are, you know, small farm units. They're not being pushed by the state. They don't get the grants. They have to work out and then come home, and then they're not allowed to deduct their farm expenses, you know, as a farm because they have wages. And this is all set up, you know, but they still love to be on their little farms, raising some beef, have an organic garden, all of this type of thing, which I believe if we, you know, let the people, you know, do what they want on their land and so forth, and we had reasonable tax laws.
Hold on right there for 1 minute, Bill. We've got to go to break, but we'll be right back. Please hang with us, and we'll be right back after a couple of words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Resurrect Republic Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. We're back. I think we still have Bill on the line. Lori, you want to take the lead there?
Absolutely. So, Bill, I wanted to read a little bit more, and then I wanted your opinion on this because you are over there. And I want to thank you also personally for correcting me on that pronunciation. Omro. So I really do appreciate that. I really do. So what it also states in here, and I'm going to read it, and then I'm going to tell you my concern with it, and I think it's probably your same concern as well, because you are over in that area. It says, the goal of the exercise is to increase the understanding of coordination, policies, and procedures required to conduct a joint interagency response to cyber and physical threats to critical Wisconsin infrastructure. Okay, so far that sounds really good to everybody. Then you read down. It says the State Emergency Operations Center, Business Emergency Operations Center, Wisconsin National Guard, County Emergency Operations Center, Municipal Command Post, and here we go again, federal agencies will participate in the exercise. Now, this is one, the main concern is these two little paragraphs I'm going to read to you. The dark sky scenario includes a variety of incidents that require local, county, and state-level response operations designed to exercise each participating unit and agency. The Wisconsin National Guard will exercise its joint staff and the National Guard Reaction Force in support of private utilities partners. Non-governmental organizations local, county, state, and federal agencies for infrastructure security. As part of the exercise, Wisconsin National Guard soldiers will conduct door-to-door health and welfare checks in OMRO. The exercise will also test the abilities of the public and private sector partners to work directly with local citizens impacted by critical infrastructure failures and to coordinate critical fuel distribution, cyber response, intelligence sharing, and other resources, as well as procedures for opening and operating the state's Business Emergency Operations Center. Here's my concern. The way that it is worded, if it is an exercise that is not actually going to shut down any power, then you're not going to have local citizens that are actually impacted. You're also not going to have the local citizens impacted by critical infrastructure failures. You're not going to have citizens needing to coordinate critical fuel distribution, cyber response, and intelligence sharing. You're not going to need, and their excuse for knocking door to door, I understand you need to train and you need to practice, yes. But to ask about fire or smoke alarms, are you kidding me? The American Red Cross, if you don't know about the American Red Cross, we don't even have time to go in that tonight. American Red Cross shouldn't have anything to do with anything about this stuff because they are so far down that rabbit hole with misspending money and not taking care of people when the emergencies really do. Now, I'm not talking about volunteers on a local level. I used to volunteer for the American Red Cross on a local level, and I went out there, and a lot of individuals who are on a local level will volunteer for the American Red Cross and do a lot of good. So I'm not talking about this individual. So, right. So we're talking about the higher-ups that give me the money, and they never put it into what is actually needed. Bill, is that one of your concerns as well, that not only the desensitization, but the way that they are wording this, because you are in that area, the way that they're wording this, does it appear that they may consider a power outage and then try to blame it? Because, you know, all the deep state stuff going on right now and those bombs going over to Syria right now, the stuff with Kim Jong-un and the peace talks, that's perfect timing for a false flag attack to blame it on Kim Jong-un so that the peace talks fall through. What do you think?
Well, that might be a bit of a stretch, but it is always possible that they could manipulate this scenario with a false flag. Mm-hmm. Like I said, the area that they're talking about there is highly populated, and it, especially, you mentioned Milwaukee, right?
Yes.
Yeah, oh brother. Now, there's all sorts of problems in the city of Milwaukee, mm-hmm. Okay? There's, a strong Black Lives Matter group mm-hmm. there. There's a mayor that's, in the left field, okay? We recently had a Supreme Court election, okay, on Tuesday a couple weeks ago, and Joe Biden and Eric Holder came in and endorsed a candidate, and that was the one that won.
Oh,
on that day, we had a lot of snow up our way. And generally, even though the other candidate, wasn't the best, I would have preferred him, to this gal that won here, because mm-hmm. It's going to impact our laws and so on and so forth. Yeah. So it's entirely possible to have a false flag. They go on all the time. I'm suspecting, you know, almost any minute that we're going to have something like that, you know, to throw the whole economy into a tailspin. You know, we're hanging on the cliff now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I try to emphasize that on the county board. You know, we vote to put any county funds in banks, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wanted them in local banks so that they mm-hmm. could make loans here. Well, then
right.
what they were doing, they were shipping it out all over the place. I said, how many of you county board members were aware that our funds, which we had in local banks here, were going all over the place? Raise
mm-hmm.
your hands. You know, they had no concept that
right.
this is happening. You know, so, oh, I don't know. Some days I feel as though I'm beating my head against the wall, but, you know, somebody's got to do it.
Right.
I was talking about a way out, you know, to have small farmers, few cows, chickens, organic garden, okay, be able to claim that they are a farm. See, now
mm-hmm.
because they work out, then they're classed a hobby farm. Well, that
mm-hmm.
shouldn't be, okay? So all the grants and all the support on a state level go to these huge factory farms,
mm-hmm.
2,000 cows. They're draining the water out of the water table. They're polluting everything, whereas if we had small farms, everything would, you know, take care of itself on the land itself. You know, we are against all of the regulations that come with Agenda 21, and I campaigned on a town level against smart growth. We pulled out of county zoning. We have very lenient, I would use the word liberal, but lenient's better, zoning rules, strictly setbacks. Let the people do what they want. They're paying the taxes, and it's proven to be very, very popular. Well, you know, then the county
is.
We're concerned about nutrient management. You know, we're going to start coming and looking at what you're doing with your manure. And I said, if you're coming on my property to
tell me,
and I said this at a county board meeting, to check the flatulence coming from my cows, I said, be prepared, because your head will be stuffed up the back end of that cow so that you can get a very close analysis of what's going on. So,
exactly, because they have no right to come on your property unless they have a warrant. They
we
have
do
no right.
Have, we do have a constitutional sheriff. In 2010, we had Richard Mack in here, and on a town level, we had hundreds of people. He spoke to about five or six county sheriffs. You know, and I wasn't at that thing and wanted to be a fly on the ointment. But the trouble is, our sheriff is retiring. Now, the guy that he has endorsed, I think, will be okay. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, we've been told that if the census people come to the door, you call the sheriff's office, they'll send a deputy out, tell them to leave the property. So.
Good for him.
We're doing here what we can, and if the NSA is listening in tonight,
well, we know they're listening.
Did you just blow raspberries?
I did it.
That's wonderful. I want to thank you so much for calling in, Bill, and letting people know about this and the concerns locally, since you're there. Basically boots on the ground over there. And
I've got friends
know about
in
this.
That area, and I'm sure they're already working on things. I haven't talked to them yet, but I will.
Right.
I got some friends out there in Wisconsin that are John Birch Society members. Long-term friends of mine, and you know they've been warning us. Good God, they've been warning us for 50, 60 years
about the buildup. Well, I still get the magazine, New American.
Oh, yeah. It's a great magazine. Great. Yeah. I very much enjoy reading it. You know, yeah. I'm not a member of groups anymore. I've decided that, you know, it's just not my thing. But I tell you what, you know, there's nothing I can find really in their material that I disagree with. And, you know, what I see going on all over
pro-Israel,
the...
But,
that is part and parcel for the for the majority of the conservative Christian community. We're working on that.
We're working on it.
And I have friends that are John Birchers who are aware. You have to understand mass propaganda that the mainstream media throws out and bonks you over the head with. We talk about political correctness, and now they're talking about political correctness going amok. Well, anti-Semitism was the outbreak of political correctness. I mean, you say anything bad about Israel, oh, anti-Semite, Jew-hating, come on. I mean, right. Really? And the same people, and this is what Fox News drives me crazy. I'll watch Fox News, and they will castigate liberals for silencing free speech, which, of course, needs to be done. But then they'll turn around and whack somebody in the head with the anti-Semitic card. Like, you're doing the same thing. That's an ad hominem attack. You're making a judgment based. You're basically slurring them. You're attaching a label to them to discredit what they have to say. Why don't you listen to what they have to say first?
I think a lot of them too, Tom, for whatever reason, have in their mind that you're attacking the whole, and they don't realize that everyone is human and makes mistakes, and some people are just flat out evil. And to be under the impression that just because they're in the government position inside of Israel that they have to be good because they belong to Israel, that is a false notion in and of itself. And no matter what part of the world our listeners know that we speak out against anything that is wrong. You know, we're not left, we're not right, we're not Republican, we're not Democrat. We are those truthers. Oh my goodness.
We want truth.
We want truth.
I am conservative-ish. Yes. As a matter of fact,
likewise.
A very good friend of mine. Just
of good material. Every issue in American Free Press. So.
And again, there are some things that I not necessarily completely agree with. And there's, you know, one thing that we've been conditioned in as a society. Say, take the American Free Press, for instance, a good example. I agree with a lot of the articles in the American Free Press. There's a couple I don't agree with. But you see, this is what these authoritarian, totalitarian collectivists do. If there are a number of articles that you agree with in it, you subscribe to the entire thing, and they can label you with anything that's said in it. I love how that works. It blows my mind how that works.
Well, you and I are on the same radio show and don't agree all the time.
Yeah, this doesn't apply to mainstream publications, because mainstream publications have come out leaving kernels of truth here and there. So what does that mean? Oh, do you believe that climate change isn't real? Because, you know, the New York Post happened to run something a couple of years back that said, you know, there was science that said, it's a false argument they always make. It's why RBN exists, so that we can come and tell the truth. I don't care if it's net and nitwit, or if it's Obama, Trump, Bush, or any of the other, the Queen of England, the Pope. I'm an equal opportunity criticizer.
Amen to that.
Let me just digress one moment. I am what's called a traditional Catholic. Since Vatican II, in 1960... to 65, the church then became openly subverted, none of the occupants of Rome from that time, John the 23rd and on, okay, are valid popes. In other words, and especially Francis, if there ever was a false prophet, he is the one.
Okay. You know, and just I don't. I was born and raised Catholic. I was, you know, baptized, confirmed, went to Catholic school, all of that.
Yeah, but and, you're pretty young, right?
Well, How old are you? I'm young, but I was raised by my grandparents.
Yeah, but you were probably raised in what we call the conciliar church, false doctrine, every bit of it.
Well, good, because I rejected it. I rejected it.
Speak at this.
Well, okay, thank you so much, Bill, for your call.
CRI.org.
All right. Thank you so much, Bill, for your call. We have to get to a couple of words from our sponsors, and we'll be right back. Hang with us.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
God bless Texas.
What an appropriate song, huh?
Right?
Yes, a flooding down in Texas.
Oh, I love the power of the song. Down. Welcome back, Resurrected Republic.
Truth Radio broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Yeah, that's some of my music, folks. I hope you like it. We're going to be using more and more of it as I record more. Anyway, I think that was that song. All the telephone lines are down. Oh.
Right.
Okay. Now,
so I just wanted to before you go into the rest, I just want to remind everybody the actual locations of the drill, and then we can change topics. Sound good, Tom?
No, we can, yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So the full scale exercise runs May 15th through the 17th. In case you missed it, it's going to be held in Brown, Calmet, Dane, Fond du Lac, Milwaukee, Outagamie, Winnebago Counties, Amro, thank you to Bill who corrected me on that one. And it is going to have involved, of course, the Wisconsin National Guard soldiers. They are going to be conducting door-to-door, quote-unquote, health and welfare checks in Amro. So I wanted to let you know there will be links below the show as well as links below the Spreaker. Isn't that right, Tom?
Yes, that is right. And right now I'm looking at the dark sky report from Wisconsin, from the Department of Military Affairs, Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Scott Walker, governor. Dark sky exercise slated for May 15th to 17th all across the state. Full-scale training exercise simulating long-term mass power. We know that. Known as dark sky, the exercise runs May 15th through 17th in Brown, Calumet, Dane, Fond du Lac, mm-hmm. Milwaukee, Outagamie, Winnebago counties, and will test the abilities of private utilities, law enforcement, first responders, National Guard to respond to the scenario as well as its second and third order effects. Public should not be concerned if they notice an increased emergency responder presence. You already heard all that stuff. This will all be posted. And, you know, we're going to be keeping a close eye on this because in this, you know, it doesn't stress federal and it doesn't. I'm very interested if the United Nations or how deeply the federal government is involved with this. I mean, mm-hmm. is this a state exercise? What is dark sky?
It's Grid X, it's definitely federally connected. And they say that the federal partners are going to be involved in it. And if you remember, Tom, when we were digging into Jade Helm 15 a long time ago, they loved that quote, interagency partners.
Yes, interagency mm-hmm. partners. This is what our founding fathers, you know, look, and this is what, you know, I don't want to do the doom and gloom and fear porn here, but, you know, there was a reason our local governments used to stand as a check and balance against
this. That's right.
Standing armies. Makes me very nervous, no matter the intention.
Absolutely.
We'll be back after a few words from our sponsors, folks. Resurrect Republic, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN.
Here in the land of the not so free.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening. to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.